Petro Marine and Jacksonville, Florida-based Crowley say customers won't notice much difference aside from the company's name. Petro Marine says it will honor all of Crowley's existing contracts in Southeast Alaska. But some local officials and residents say they've been burned before.
You know, we experienced sizable price increases in shipping from Alaska Marine Lines.
That's Mark Hilson. He's Ketchikan's Public Works Director. He's talking about a merger that happened a few years back when Alaska Marine Lines merged with shipping competitor Northland Services. Hilson says that since that merger, prices are going up faster than they should.
So we saw as competition went away, prices increased at much more than cost of living price indicators would normally escalate.
Hilson says he's afraid that once Petro Marine takes over Crowley's business, it'll leave Ketchikan with only one supplier for gas, heating oil, and marine fuel. And if the past is any indication, he says prices will go up. Petro Marine's chief administrative officer, Jasper Hall, declined an interview, but in a statement he says there will still be competition in the region from Delta Western, an oil company whose parent firm is headquartered in Seattle. Delta Western has a large terminal in Juneau, and its website advertises services in Sitka, Haines, and Yakutat. But Hilson says Delta Western doesn't have nearly the footprint in Ketchikan that Crowley does. Delta Western has a single gas station 7 miles north of town, nowhere near commercial harbors and fish processors.
So there will be a monopoly on the water side of fuel.
And he says if prices do start to go up, it'll hurt. Not just the city's bottom line, but also the fishing fleet, not to mention everyday residents. He suggested the state attorney general's office should investigate the acquisition as a possible violation of antitrust law. But Hall, the Petro Marine executive, says that investigation already happened. Hall says the company told the Department of Law it was interested when Crowley indicated it would leave the Southeast Alaska market. And he says state antitrust lawyers already reviewed and cleared the sale. Department of Law spokesperson Maria Barr declined to share details. She says investigations by the department's Consumer Protection Unit are confidential. Hall says the acquisition isn't expected to mean any job losses. Any Southeast Alaska Crowley employees who want to work for Petro Marine will have a job. In fact, he says Petro Marine anticipates adding jobs in some locations to bolster customer service. As for gas, diesel, and marine fuel prices, Hall says Petro Marine has, in his words, no plans to change our approach to pricing. The deal is expected to close February 17th. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.